Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline here is longtime NFLer, our NFL analyst, Marcellus Wiley. Are you buying this Brady glove routine and what's up with his hand?
No, absolutely not. You guys nailed it when you talk about what they do in the Patriot way. Less is more. So in this situation, more is less. And they're trying to really pour it on thick in terms of how injured his hand is. We're getting footage at practice of the guy with the oven mitts. We're seeing so much. We're hearing so much. And the Patriot way basically says the opposite is occurring. So you know that Tom Brady, obviously, I think he was affected. He was hit in the practice procedure, and he probably had the same reaction anyone would have with a jammed finger or hand. Ouch. But then after x-rays, after doing the evaluation, they realized, oh, you're just fine. More scared than anything. But since that was already reported, since that was already out there, let's run with it. And let's not forget that this is a mental warfare procedure by Belichick to try and undermine some of the confidence that the Jacksonville Jaguars have coming in, defensively especially. So I agree with you guys. I just think this is a circus that's starting to brew just because they know there's something there, but not nearly to the tune of what everyone is expecting.
What's your gut telling you about the game? I usually have a gut feeling about a sporting event, mostly hockey, which I cover. But as far as this game, the Pats and the Jags, what is your gut instinct telling you the result's going to be?
Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville's built to beat this team. And I don't know if they can do it, because it takes more than just your construction and just your talent to win a football game, especially in the AFC Championship game. But they can run the football, and they can run the football effectively. They're the number one rush team in the NFL. You have to make sure that you win the turnover battle, and Blake Bortles has been good in terms of keeping the ball in possession. And then last, but you got to get to Tom Brady with four. Not blitzing, just with the four guys up front, they can do that. They did that second best in the NFL. So they're built to beat the Patriots. But the problem is, beyond all those X's and O's, it's the confidence. It's what Tom Brady exerts every single week, especially in championship moments. And I don't trust Blake Bortles, who has the worst win percentage of any NFL quarterback ever to make it to the conference championship, to out-duel Tom Brady in these moments. So I think the Jacksonville defense shows up, but Tom Brady's going to do enough offensively to beat the challenge offensive tackle Blake Bortles. And I see the Patriots winning.
With Marcellus Wiley, for about the 15th year in a row, the New England Patriots taking up all of the oxygen, all of the front page material.
Right.
And we got another game, right? We got Eagles playing the Vikings, and no one seems to really be buzzing about that. But you got the Eagles at home again as an underdog. They're going to keep playing that up. And their defense was brilliant last week, especially in the second half. And the Vikings are a feel-good team, but they're legit. They're a really quality team. What's your read on what's going to happen in that game?
Yeah, this is going to be a good one because of the defenses and how they're going to play back and forth. And so if you're into seeing a ton of points on the board, probably not your game of choice. That's why New England is sucking all the oxygen out the room. That said, Mike Zimmer and that Minnesota defense, only once this year they gave up a rushing attack over 100 yards. Only once this year a receiver was able to get over 100 yards. The most scrimmage yards someone ever got this year was 118. Just insane defense. But it's because of their fundamentals, their discipline, and they make tackles. But Philadelphia is feeling good about themselves defensively, but offensively, they can't hide what has happened since Carson Wentz has gone down to injury. They don't score as much. Nick Foles took an offense that was averaging 31 points a game. Now they're down to 17. You're going to play Minnesota. That's a 17 points per game average against other teams not named Minnesota. Now you're going to play that defense. You may not even score 10. And if that occurs in the championship moment, I don't see how they can win. I don't think they can put up enough points. So even though they're at home, I'm predicting Minnesota to win.
With Marcellus Wiley. So Mike Tomlin has been taking a lot of heat since last Sunday about how unprepared his team looked, how they were looking past the Jags, how they were focused on the Pats and focused on the offseason and what they were going to do with their contracts and making names for themselves. And now a report comes out of Pittsburgh today that on Saturday during the walkthrough, Le'Veon Bell barely got there. He showed up with like 5 minutes left in the walkthrough.
That's crazy, man.
That is, I mean, I'm very surprised by that, even though it is Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers have been a bit relaxed. And I guess there's reports that even a coach showed up late for that. But with that information now going public. How does it make you feel about Tomlin and the way the Steelers were prepared last weekend?
Yeah, it makes me feel worse about Le'Veon Bell than it does Mike Tomlin. Because, look, you're in that locker room and it's impossible to control 53 guys, especially when one is dealing with a contract situation like he is, and he wants to be passive-aggressive and show up late just to kind of send another subtle message. Look, Adalius Thomas, a former New England Patriot, felt the wrath of Bill Belichick for being late before. So it even happens with the New England Patriots. We know the consequences are different with New England, but let's say the Le'Veon Bell of New England was late to a walkthrough. What would Belichick do in that moment?
Right.
That's an interesting conversation. So I don't want to put this on Tomlin's lap necessarily, but it's a bad look. It's a big deal. That's our last mental opportunity to go out there and check every box in terms of our game plan. And you take that moment to send a message or to care not about our preparation. Full disclosure, though, I've been on a team, Buffalo Bills, approaching a playoff game, and a couple guys were hungover and missed the entire walkthrough, still traveled with us and played in the game. Now, my playoff record is 0-3. So there's a correlation, maybe some would say, between the lack of discipline in those moments and us winning those games. So Tomlin has to tighten up the boat, but at the same time, Le'Veon Bell, be a little more professional.
Did you not say to those guys, why in the hell did you feel the need to be hungover today? Like, of all the days you got, like I used to tell my teammates, of all the days, you picked today to be hungover. I don't get it.
Yeah, that is wild. I mean, look, some guys always fire back, hey, this is how I normally act on any other situation in game day, so why not this one? But we retorted by saying, look, man, I don't care what you normally have to do. You got to adjust based on circumstance. So the guys were Teflon in terms of what you could really do in terms of retribution. So I think Le'Veon Bell knows that as well, and he's like, I'm going to have my way because I got the sway. That's how the game goes.
Great stuff, Marcellus. Enjoy it this weekend. This time next week, we'll be teeing up the Super Bowl. We look forward to it.
Oh, I look forward to it, man. I'll talk to you guys next week. Let's do it.
There's Marcellus Wiley joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Lease the fully loaded 2018 Toyota Corolla LE for zero down and only $127 plus tax biweekly at Maple Toyota right next to Wonderland.